We'll move on to item number four, report, discussion, and possible action on update from the Region 8 technical consultant, specifically item 4.1, updates on the comments received from Texas Water Development Board on the final report and proposed response to these comments. I believe we're going to, Ryan is going to discuss this.
Yes.
So, okay, and we've already gone on and we've done the consent agenda and that was passed and we had moved on to item number four and that will be handled by Ryan with Happen Associates.
Yes, thank you, Anthony. So Sam was not able to make it. He's attending virtually. I'm going to start this update off and then I'll hand it over to him. This is our last meeting. So I just want to say personally, thank you for allowing us to partner with y'all and to be an assistance to y'all. Really enjoyed working with all of y'all, including Brazos River Authority. And it's been a pleasure. I'm sure Sam will say have some closing remarks as well. But as an update, we did submit the amended plan. We got comments back from Texas Water Development Board, and I'll cover those briefly, and then we'll talk about the next steps and then close out. So this is the timeline of the project. We've been here for two and a half years now, quite a few milestones, and we're finishing out here at the end of 2023. The plan is to have the full plan submitted to the legislature in the fall of 2024. And then the next planning cycle will start next year as well. So just to briefly go over the comments that we got from Texas Water Development Board on our initial submittal of the amended plan. Just like the original submittal, we had level one and level two comments. Level one comments are required to be addressed. They mostly focused on GIS information reconciliation and updating tables. And the next slide kind of goes a little bit more detail on those, but all those have been addressed. There were also 32 level two comments that were not required, but recommended by Texas Water Development Board. We were able to address all of those comments except for one that was very minor, and we didn't think we had the time to effectively address that comment, but most all comments have been addressed. So we did submit the revised amended plan with the comments addressed on November 27th, and then we had to do a follow-up submittal for the models where we had some issues with uploading on the models on November 29th. I'm not going to go through this wall of text on all the comments, but in general, we did update the chapters to reflect, again, GIS reconciliation issues and table reconciliation with those GIS database tables. So nothing too major that was updated with the report. So any questions on that? I'm going to hand it over. If not, I'm going to hand it over to Sam and he'll follow up. He'll present the next steps for the plan. No comments? All right, off to you, Sam.
Thank you, Ryan, and good morning, everyone. On December 7th, it's good to be with you virtually. And really, this is just a short presentation on what happens next as we close out the first planning cycle. And it's been a journey, but we've reached the end pretty much of that cycle, and really just want to show you some dates as we close out December. This will be the end for reimbursable expenses, and this will pretty much be the end for our role in this. But you still have a little bit more on your end for your contract expiration with the sponsor, with Texas Water Development Board, goes through June 28th of next year. But what happens next? Where does this plan go? And there's some dates here that you can look through and you have on your packet. But some of the big things that are coming up is that the Texas Water Development Board is taking these amended plans that we've put together. They're pulling information from that to develop the state flood plan. There will be a time when it will come out early next year for review by the public. And we can talk about that here in a little bit, but you'll be able to see and comment on some of those things. But here you can see how your schedule will lay out as you get ready for the second planning cycle. And I'm sure that along the way, the chair will be working with the group to look at what those next steps would be in more detail. If we go to the next slide. As I was mentioning before, what does this mean in terms of the overall flood plan? Where does it go from here? And as I mentioned before, we should expect in spring of next year that there will be a draft plan that takes all of the regions into account and makes that available for public review. And you will be able to then take a look at that and provide comments on that plan. Included in that will be the project ranking criteria, and that will also be made available for comment. And I suggest that you take a look at those, that when it comes out, and comment on it. And the other thing that you will see is that criteria will be used in some format in the new flood infrastructure fund intended use plan. Now, there is a draft flood infrastructure fund intended use plan available now, and I believe comments on that draft are due January 1st of next year. It would be good to take a look at that document and see if you have any comments on that, and give that to the Texas Water Development Board. If we go to the next slide, just some updates to some of the rules that we'll expect to see. I'm not going to go through this in any detail. Texas Water Development Board did provide this information in a very good and concise email that should have gone out to all those on the list. But you can see that there are some things that we wrestled with a little bit as a group that will have some definition when we talk about emergency need and critical facilities. Those are things that we wrestle with, so we look forward to seeing more information on that. There'll be some other updates on the rules for public meetings and various things that I think will be very helpful for this group moving forward in the future. Also, the last item there that you'll see is the amendments to eligible and ineligible costs, including allowance of rental spaces to hold group meetings and purchase or rent a video and audio equipment. So those are things that will be discussed upcoming in your meetings. And with that, just want to say congratulations to the group for completing the plan and submitting it. It was a great journey, and you guys did great in pulling all this together. So if there are any other questions, I'm happy to answer those. If not, I'll turn it back over to Anthony.
Any questions for Sam or Ryan at this point? Sam and Ryan, I know on behalf of the board, we couldn't have done this without you guys. So we appreciate it. And I know Alicia and I have had conversations, Sam, that says you guys are what made this work for us. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
Thank you.